Welcome to the latest episode of the Oncology Peer Review on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Fowler, and today is Monday, February 1st. This week, my colleague Hannah Slater spoke with Dr. Justin Gregg, an assistant professor of urology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, about a study published in Cancer titled Adherence to the Mediterranean Diet and Grade Group Progression in Localized Prostate Cancer, an Active Surveillance Cohort. Gregg was the lead author of the study, which concluded that the Mediterranean diet was associated with a lower risk of Gleason grade group progression among men with localized prostate cancer on active surveillance. Larger follow-up studies are still necessary to verify the patient and cancer-specific effects of adherence to the Mediterranean diet.
So first off, could you just explain a bit of your own background in oncology?
Sure. So I'm a urologic oncologist. After medical school, I did a residency in urology and then did a two-year fellowship in urologic oncology, which included, subspecialized training in advanced kind of surgical management of malignancies and also some research training, during which I, gained some skills in epidemiology and other, I guess, methods to look at questions like the article that we're discussing.
So now could you explain the design and the results of your study regarding the Mediterranean diet for patients with prostate cancer?
Yeah, and stop me if I'm giving you too much background about, the population. Everyone's a little bit different with their knowledge of kind of the continuum of prostate cancer. But prostate cancer comes in a very wide variety of how aggressive it can be and how it can affect men. You know, it's the most common solid tumor in men and also the second leading cause of cancer death. But at the same time, most people who are diagnosed with prostate cancer do not have a tumor that is destined to spread or potentially shorten their life. So there are a lot of men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer that are initially watched very closely. And then if there are signs of tumor becoming a little bit worse, or other factors, sometimes men then elect delayed treatment of their prostate cancer, which, is good that we have these treatments as potentially curative, but there are downsides to treating as well. And this can affect men's quality of life, things like urinary function or sexual function. So there's a large, really many institutions have large programs of what's called active surveillance, where you're monitoring men with prostate cancer. And at the MD Anderson cohort, we had a large group of men who did a baseline dietary survey. That was at the time of enrollment, so essentially around the time of their prostate cancer diagnosis. So using that snapshot of time, we classified men based on how consistent with principles of the Mediterranean diet, their general diet within the time before their diagnosis was. And then what we sort of hypothesized and thought was that men who had a higher diet quality defined by adherence to Mediterranean diet may have a lower risk of a subsequent biopsy showing an upgrading of their prostate cancer. So, we accounted for other clinical factors that we know are associated with upgrading, but also looked at Mediterranean diet and found a bit of a suggestive trend where, in fact, men who are in sort of the highest group or highest quality of Mediterranean diet potentially had a lower risk of progression over time based on that biopsy.
So what would you say are the overall implications of these study findings?
Yeah, in terms of implications, I think, first of all, it's an important study that it raises more questions, but does offer some guidance to men. One of the most common questions I get in my clinical practice and talking with these guys is, I have a prostate cancer and thankfully it's not very aggressive, but what can I do? And these are men who are very motivated. And they are asking about things like diet or physical activity. By no means are these results definitive, and certainly it's not even like we did an intervention, but we know that the Mediterranean diet in general is very healthy in terms of cardioprotective and lowering risk factors of things like heart attacks or strokes. And oftentimes these men have other comorbidities that put them at risk of things like cardiovascular problems. So at a minimum, I say, look, principles of the Mediterranean diet are probably really good. And you have a cancer that's unlikely to kill you and other things are more likely to shorten your life. So it's helpful there. And now, you know, maybe we've got the beginnings of some evidence that it can affect certain prostate cancers as well, but really highlighting the need for further studies in that area.
So do you plan on evaluating the use of the Mediterranean diet in any other disease type?
I think it's a good question. I guess me personally, my main research interests are in prostate cancer. And I think that it makes a lot of sense, especially within this paradigm where there are a large number of men that are monitored with their tumor in place. So there are interventions, I think, in other malignancies and especially in other cancers. An example would be things like breast cancer, where there's a lot of work being done. But in terms of my research program, it's mostly focused on prostate cancer.
So then are there any sort of planned next steps for the study of the Mediterranean diet in prostate cancer?
Yeah, definitely. At least here at MD Anderson, you know, beyond similar studies where we use this population and expand follow-up and further assess, you know, the effects of Mediterranean diet at baseline, I've developed and received funding to actually do an intervention. And this would be a very short intervention that's based on the Mediterranean diet. And it's in a setting of men that have a bit more aggressive cancer than those that are typically on active surveillance. But it's trying to delve into what the Mediterranean diet may actually be affecting in a man's body. And the structure, and we're planning to open the study this year, is to give a very strict Mediterranean-based intervention prior to surgery. And, you know, measuring things like biomarkers and having the ability in the future to look actually at the effect of the diet on things like the tumor tissue, since it's being removed. And, you know, the hope really is, in studying this, we're both developing dietary interventions, but also guiding us into future ways and maybe even subgroups of men that may benefit from a Mediterranean diet-based sort of change or intervention.
So based on these study findings, would you recommend that providers suggest the Mediterranean diet for their patients with prostate cancer?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that. I think it brings up a lot of questions, and I would not say it's strong enough to say, look, every guy with prostate cancer, you got to go and recommend a Mediterranean diet. But on the other hand, like we mentioned a bit before, you know, there's such strong evidence for Mediterranean diet in other contexts and cardioprotection and things like that. So especially these guys are so motivated to try to change and see what they can do. If they're asking me about diet, Mediterranean diet really comes to the top of my mind, because it can help your life in general, likely affects things like your heart or stroke risk. And now there's this potential that it may impact the prostate cancer. And I don't tell anyone that, hey, if you do this, you're going to shorten your or decrease your risk of progression. You know, we don't have those data yet, but I certainly think it's safe. And it, for a motivated man, I think it's worth pursuing.
Absolutely. Well, looking at the upcoming year, what other research in prostate cancer excites you most?
Yeah, I'm hopeful, especially in this active surveillance space and localized prostate cancer space. I mean, as you probably know, there's been so many advances in treating prostate cancer, and rightfully so. Many of them are focused on men who have a more aggressive disease or disease that's spread that's really threatening to their life. But in the space of, you know, less aggressive prostate cancer, there still are many men that fit in that category and I think would benefit from future studies. So there are a number of interventions really around the world, looking at things like diet intervention or physical activity, that I'm hopeful will be sort of completing at least their initial enrollment and analysis that I'm looking forward to seeing. And then I'm hopeful that some of my work can be included in that sort of umbrella as well, and really pushing this field forward.
Definitely. Well, that's all I had for you. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is worth mentioning in this space?
No, I think those were good questions. I think the thing to highlight is that really future work is needed. And I think this is a lot of evidence that we should pursue, you know, work related to the Mediterranean diet. And of course, if there are men who are at risk for prostate cancer or have questions about it, certainly ask your doctor about things like screening, or if you've had prostate cancer, about the potential benefits of, you know, physical activity or dietary change.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really do appreciate it.
No don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or you can listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast is the official podcast of Cancer Network, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, you can visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter @CancerNetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn @CancerNetwork.